has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Don't miss the
Thanks
answer
for tuning
in to
Let's Face the Issues
at First
Dr.
Conservative
Gene
Baptist
A.
Church
Youngblood.
Sunday. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Don't miss the Independence Day celebration at First Conservative Baptist Church Sunday, July 6th, beginning at 10 a.m. You'll hear a great message from the Word of God, along with the Redemption Call Trio and concert. Barbecue will be served after the services for a small donation. The Independence Day celebration at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a personal invitation. July the 6th, that's on a Sunday, 10 o'clock, we'll be celebrating Independence Day. We'll have a pulpit message. We'll have the Redemption Call Trio in concert that morning. Have a wonderful time in worshiping the Lord and singing, and looking forward to having you join us. Immediately following the worship service, we'll have a lunch in the lunchroom here at the church, barbecue served. There will be a donation bowl for a small donation for each individual participating. But we look forward to having you that Sunday, July the 6th at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you at First Conservative Baptist Church. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today. Is Jacksonville, Florida now a sanctuary city? I'm concerned about it. How about you? That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Bobby on the line. Bobby, go with your question or comment, please.
Well, thank you. This is my second time listening to you, and I think your broadcast is so interesting. Hypocritical, but interesting. Because, you know, what I have great concerns about, you're adding the gospel to all of the stuff that you're saying. Just for instance, first of all, how did your great-great-great-grandmama get here? Were you of Native American citizen?
Listen just a minute. Take a minute, just a minute. It's my show. I control the time. I'll answer your question. Everything we say and do is based on this scripture. Listen, go back to the scripture from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. God created the home, God created civil government, and God created the church, and in that order. Anything that I talk about in those three categories is a biblical issue. And if you don't believe that, you're just ignorant of the Word of God. I understand that. But where did the grandmother come? They came over here legally. Legally. Didn't come through the back door. Didn't break through the back door. Come in illegally and then expect a handout. If that's expected and if that's your expectation, you're a complete idiot and understanding that's not the way America's founded. That's not American rule and regulation. That's not American law. You can come in but through the front door. We have almost 1.5 million a year coming in through the front door legally immigrating into America. And I'm satisfied with that. That's wonderful. That's how my grandparents got here. That's how your grandparents got here. That's how everyone got here from America. for America is coming in the front door legally, but not illegally. So if you believe that we need to be a sanctuary city, sanctuary state, how much are you willing to contribute out of your payroll every day, every week, in order to pay for that those services? I don't believe you're willing to do so, but thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Perhaps you'd like to respond to Bobby and his ignorance of how the gospel is to be. Everything that we say is about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about the Word of God. And somebody that thinks otherwise just doesn't know what the Bible says. And so if you think I'm passionate about it, that's because I am. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're talking about, is Jacksonville, Florida a sanctuary city? We're on the fast track for that to be so. And it's because the mayor just vetoed a bill that would have prevented nonprofits getting tax dollars, spending them on illegal immigrants. That's a backdoor approach of circumventing the law. I'm looking at a headline. It says the Florida Attorney General takes victory lap after Blue City says it won't violate sanctuary bans. Quote, we're going to be a rule of law here in the state of Florida. We're not going to have any sanctuary cities or jurisdictions anywhere in the state. So we've made it very clear to governors, mayors, and those running their cities that we will hold you accountable if you disobey the law. I believe it is needful for us to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what the law says in relationship to illegal immigrants coming into our cities and states and garnering benefits, in fact, right here in our city. Recently, at the mayor's leadership, there was a major fund set up, I believe $5 million+, so that immigrants can come in and have a resource to get down payments to buy a house. Has anybody ever paid a down payment for your house? If they have, call me and let me know. I believe James is on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, great show. I've got to disagree with Bobby and agree with you. I don't think it's hypocritical at all, and that's what the Holy Word says. You're allowed to have boundaries. You're allowed to have your culture and your language and protect your country. You're also allowed to let people in. But as you said so brilliantly, legally, apply for legal citizenship and come in. If people would push away from the table and calm down a minute and look at pull up any other country and decide whether or not you can go to that country legally, find out what hoops and so forth you have to jump through to get into that country legally. Some of them assess you and basically want a resume. Well, we don't need you. We need electricians or plumbers or doctors or this or that. So you can come visit, but you can't be a citizen of this country. In addition to that, simple things that people take for granted in America. If I walk into a bank and I want to borrow money, I'm 90 years old, the bank can't tell me I can't get a 30-year mortgage. All across the world, you go into different civilizations and countries or societies and countries, they'll look at you and say, are you crazy? We're not giving you a 30-year mortgage. The fact that we don't discriminate based on race, sex, marital status, national origin, and the list continues to grow. People are bent over backwards and sideways, and we've been lulled into complacency. There are things that people like Bobby should get fired up about, and it's the precious 66 books in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And he should go to city council meetings. Like right now, they're trying to pass that bill, 2028-0138, and our illustrious mayor has said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's be a sanctuary city. And multiple council members have backed it, and some of them are Republican, and I don't know if we can say their names on air, but it's easy to look them up and email your local representatives and say, please, don't be sitting on your head here. I mean, people like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Dianne Feinstein and Hillary Clinton and a lot of people said that you should have boundaries, and immigration should be a legal process. So even some radical left-wingers who have really ugly resumes have said it in the past. So if somebody thinks those are great people, those are your idols that you look up to in the political realm, they said it's a good idea to have boundaries. And people like Bobby need to realize, hey, if there's no such thing as boundaries, why are you locking your door at night? why do you bother? I mean, gosh, you know, everybody should come in, right? It's absurd to me. And as you said, too, you know, where your money is, your treasure lies kind of thing, where your heart is. And if his heart is in helping people like that, there's a lot of people that need help right here. Veterans and homeless folks struggling with drugs and alcohol and addictions and those kind of things. to open the door and continue to put a strain on what little resources we have is absurd. It's ridiculous. And that's why we can't turn things around in our city more quickly, because they have open spigots of money going to things that are not as important. There needs to be priorities about what's more important in cities.
Absolutely. In fact, James, if I can jump in for a moment and get your take on it. It is my most humble opinion that if I want to give to a special program, I need to do that myself.
Yes.
Tax money is designed for the city to distribute for the welfare and the benefit of citizens in our city, in our state, etc. And it goes back to the little cliche that I had introduced just a few moments ago, where the man on the street corner is getting a petition signed. Everybody wanted to sign the petition to get free education and free health care. When he said, turn on page 4 and sign that and tell how much you're willing to contribute each week out of your paycheck for these things to be done, nobody wanted to do it. The mindset is, Jim, that it's a big pot of money. It is there free for the taking, so everybody can just dive in, get a handful, a pocketful, and that out of that big barrel of money, everybody's supposed to come in. It's a mindset of socialism, and socialism is communism light. And as you know, Jim, socialism has never worked any place on the face of God's green earth. Yep. But yet there's a mindset by multitudes today, and I believe it's as a result of the Marxist communist ideology that's being taught in our colleges and universities, that these youngsters, these millennials, believe that that is the right way to go. They have no, most of them have no idea the end result of socialism or communism. They have no idea what history says and does, just as some have no earthly idea, total anemic, totally ignorant, and or immature as a Christian, as to what the Word of God says. Everything that we talk about on this broadcast has its fundamental foundation coming out of the Word of God. Yes, in the Old Testament, you had those that were crossing boundaries and borders and coming through. Even when Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, he got the king to give him letters of authorization to cross boundaries and borders to get back to Jerusalem, where he was going to rebuild the wall. There was a recognition even then that you had to have authority and permission to go across borders and go into some other nation or some other city. And somehow, some way, we've forgotten that.
Yep, love it, love it. And what does it say? I think it's 8:10. The last sentence, I think, we were talking about that with somebody this morning as well. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So he had a spatula in one hand or whatever, a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other, building a wall and protecting the wall and so forth. Thought it was that important. Yeah, if people look back at the early founding of our country, they tried communism. The early settlers, the Mayflower and so forth that came over, that went to Jamestown and Plymouth, they tried that for a little while, and it didn't work because some of the people that fell into laziness and sluggardness, they didn't participate, but yet they went to the central hall to get what they needed for the day or the week or whatever it was, and then go back to their cabins or their lean-tos. But people noticed very quickly in the weeks and months that came that, hey, they're not working. Well, they're saying they got a bum leg. Well, they did have a bum leg, but now they're walking fine when they're not under observation, and people will see them actually getting around fine and then faking it. There was all sorts of things they did, and guess what? That's what goes on now, period. If you've been on a mission, you know.
Absolutely. And James, anybody can look at Acts chapter 5 and find Ananias and Sapphira, where they tried the socialistic system then. The early church, first century church, tried that. Some were not working, some were. Ananias and Sapphira said, look at what others have done. They sold what they had and put it at the feet of the preachers so they could disperse it to those that needed. We're going to do that. So they sold their property, came in and told Peter, said, this is all we've got. And he said, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? And it was the first indication of lying, and the end result of lying was sudden death with Ananias and Sapphira. So yes, even with the early church, they tried socialism and it did not work. But some today somehow, some way feel that. Listen, I understand the mindset with many today with a heart that says, I want to help somebody. These people need help. They've risked their lives coming here, etc. They made the choice, not me. They made the choice, not our nation. They made, and if we were to open the doors, everybody in the world would want to come to America. America would implode, collapse, because of not having enough to feed and take care of the citizens. So, James, it means that we need to continue to pray, because I'm concerned. I've read the letter that Donna Deegan presented to the city council as to her rationale behind vetoing the bill. She said the bill is duplicitic, duplicative, and with existing state and federal laws. The bill lacks defined scope and fails to qualify for the problem that we're seeking to address. The bill introduces legal exposure for our city for the nonprofits and healthcare partners. It doesn't open any legal problem with that. If you tell those that are having the handout to the city for taxpayer money, if you tell them we need an accountability, we need a paper trail, where did you spend the money? There's nothing wrong with that. She goes on to say, this creates downstream risk, including unreported crimes, public health concerns, and increased emergency care utilizing ultimately generating greater costs for our taxpayers, not less. That's a lie. An absolute lie. It's a fabrication. It's what you'd call a Kamala Harris word salad. And she wraps up her letter to the city council, says, inclusion, ordinance 2025-138 introduces unnecessary administrative burdens. It lacks fiscal jurisdiction and was passed in the context of misinformation that does not serve our city's best interest. We're called on to be principled and to lead with truth. Therefore, I veto the ordinance 2025-138. It was a fabrication that she used to make it look as though she was doing what was right. So, James, it demands that we pray. And in just a few moments, we're going to give how the citizens, the listeners today, can contact our governor, the state attorney's office, the attorney general's office, and ask for the. I believe this needs to be investigated. No question. I believe from the top down, from Tallahassee down, it needs to be investigated as to what, when, why, and where, and let the attorney general's office make an adjudication. Is this legal that's taking place? Can she do that? Or is this the setting up a sanctuary city, which is in total contrary to the state law? James, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, the problem we have is that concerning Donna Deegan, is that the Jacksonville public is not well informed. And they are not well informed because all the local TV stations and the local paper are simply branches of the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. They are liberal, they are globalist, they are racist, they are communist. So they promote their agenda. They are guilty of misinforming and uninforming the American public. Remember the school board? Oh, we need more taxes and more money for the schools. So the media was in favor of that. They promoted it. And the ignorant public voted, yes, we need more money for the schools. No, we don't need any more money for the schools. They need to spend the money wisely. So we need to somehow find a way to push against every single TV local station that is, they are very political, very biased, and they lie and cheat and do everything against the will of the and the well-being of the American people, of the Jacksonville citizens.
Absolutely, Derby. I'm going to read you a statement, get your take on it. Roy Diamond, which is, that's R-O-R-Y Diamond, one of our city council members, says Mayor Donna Deegan is making Jacksonville a sanctuary city right under our noses, end quote. He further says Donna Deegan has once again shown her true colors to the people of Jacksonville. She'd rather stand with criminal migrants than with legals, hardworking, tax-paying citizens. Here in Florida, we won't tolerate municipalities harboring illegal immigrants and providing a safe haven to those that flout our laws. By vetoing this bill, she is signaling to the entire country that Jacksonville is now open for illegal immigration and that local tax dollars are up for grabs to support it. It's simply outrageous, end quote. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think our attorney general should just arrest her, period. You know, I am tired of Trump and Iran and DeSantis threatening to do this and that. They shouldn't threaten. They should act and let the chips fall where they may. We need to put a few big-name Democrats in jail. And don't let them out. Treat them like the J6 people for at least, for the next 8 years, they should be in jail. No jury trial, nothing. Because that's the way they treat us, so we should treat them exactly as they treat us.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole problem, Derby. We have laws, and supposedly, as it is seen in our present system with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, that it applies to the conservatives, the MAGA people, the Trump people, and the Christians and patriots, but it doesn't apply to them. And I've said for many, many years, and you're exactly right, from the Republican standpoint, the conservative standpoint, we say, we're going to come up with this. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to find out, and we're going to prosecute. It never happens. It never happens. And yet we're seeing it taking place right here in our own city. In fact, I'll read this headline, get your take, and then let you go. Jacksonville's mayor urges our sheriff not to enforce immigration laws. The Democratic mayor of Jacksonville, Florida, Donna Deegan, via the city of Jacksonville's Office of General Counsel. That's another story. The Office of General Counsel has been appointed by Donna Deegan. They're going to say whatever she says, say right, whatever she says, right, rubber stamp whatever she says. Advised the city of Jacksonville Sheriff's Office not to enforce immigration laws. The Office of General Counsel of that was appointed by the Democratic mayor sent a letter to the sheriff or email to the sheriff's office today telling him, do not enforce the state illegal immigration law and do not enforce the local illegal immigration law. What, and this in a quote then, what an overreach and what a thing to do, predicting the Attorney General will weigh in on this matter. Perhaps Ron DeSantis will also weigh in. I'm concerned about it, and you touched on it. Most of the folks, and I don't say this in a denigrating fashion, most of the folks in our city get up in the morning, have breakfast, send the kids off to school, they go off to work, they come back home, go through the routine, getting dinner, going to bed, getting up the next day, starting, without paying any attention to what's happening to our morals, ethics, and values in our political system or in our system in general, in our cities and across the nation. That's the reason, part of the reason, we're in the condition that we're in today. So it is my prayer that there will be those that will be concerned enough to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. It deserves our prayer. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue that we should be concerned about. Is Jacksonville, Florida now a sanctuary city? Have we just opened the door for that? I'm looking at another headline. Mayor Deegan vetoes the latest Jacksonville immigration legislation. Jacksonville City Council failed to override the mayor's veto during Tuesday's meeting. Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan announced Tuesday that she would veto the controversial immigration ordinance that would require local organizations to ensure city. I don't think there's a major problem with this, but she said that this bill would require the local organizations to ensure that the city grant funding is not offered to immigrants without permanent legal status. Jacksonville City Council members attempted to override the mayor's veto during Tuesday's meeting, but failed to meet the two-thirds majority threshold required. Council members voted 8-7 to override the veto. The ordinance introduced by Councilman Roy Diamond, and has been approved by the City Council in an 11-7 vote earlier this month. The legislation would require the mayor's office to submit detailed reports by June 30, 2025, outlawing the federal money is spent, whether the city complies with the state and the federal discrimination laws, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned because I believe that city tax money should be handled appropriately and accounted for by the city council and through the mayor's office. We're finding that there is a, by the way, comes to mind, I need to type a loose end. Our Jacksonville Sheriff, TK Waters, has the responsibility. He's an elected sheriff. He's not appointed. And across the state of Florida, the overwhelming majority of police chiefs and sheriffs are appointed by the mayor. And therefore, the mayor can tell the sheriff what to do, what not to do, who to arrest and who not to arrest. That's not the case in Duval County. We're fortunate to have an elected sheriff that's answerable to the people constitutionally. And in that constitutional responsibility, he has said no to Donna Deegan's demand through the general counsel's office that he not arrest and carry out the enforcement of the state laws on immigration. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, what she's doing is advocating crime. Anybody, the sheriff or the city council, anybody that goes along with that is become a criminal. And it's only a matter of time before right will overcome wrong. And that's sad, Dr. Youngblood, but that's just another example of Democratic thinking. If you have a neighbor and they tell you you're a Democrat, you better watch out. You got a fool for a neighbor. And eventually it will affect you. But, Doc Youngblood, it's always my hope that your broadcast would become the standard for the truth. I don't know if I live to see it, but I sure hope that we do. And I would hope that, again, that the things you say are the truth, and I would just hope that people listen to the truth. But there's not a lot of people today that want to hear the truth, and that's very sad. That's sad.
Tom, you're exactly right. It is and I open the broadcast with a brief introduction to the monologue about truth each and every day. We need to seek the truth, love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and stand, even if it means standing to death, to defend the truth. And yet, as you said, many people, in fact, most people do not want to hear the truth. And that's the major problem that we have today. So it deserves our prayer and our constant vigilance in seeing what is happening and responding to it. But Tom, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, in closing, I've got some thoughts here. The title of the article is Help Remove Jacksonville Criminals from Positions of Authority, and it's the 6-step plan, and I don't have time to go through all of the steps, but part of it is ask the Governor DeSantis to protect Jacksonville from persons breaking immigration laws. Send him a message requesting Governor DeSantis to protect our city, the city of Jacksonville, its citizens and property from unlawful acts by all persons threatening to do harm by breaking immigration laws, following Mayor Donna Deegan's directions to not follow immigration laws. We fear that the criminal act by the mayor through her general counsel's office will entice rioters and other criminals to come to Jacksonville. Secondly, this article reads, request the immediate removal of Mayor Donna Deegan for failure to comply with immigration laws and her oath of office. Ladies and gentlemen, the oath of office for anyone going into office is to swear to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America and the laws of the state of Florida. And if you're failing to uphold the laws of the Constitution, the laws of the state of Florida, and the general rules, regulations, and guidelines of our own city, there's a problem. So, ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our prayer and constant vigilance. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Facing them. I'm so sorry about the echo you were hearing.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Yeah, I understand it's complicated.
Tune in tonight at 11 for...